For years, New Jersey residents trying to get a real ID driver's license have complained about the lack of appointments and long wait times. But state officials say the Motor Vehicle Commission has made improvements and getting a real ID is quicker and easier than ever. WHYY's David Matthau reports.
Motor Vehicle Commission boss Rosalie Johnson says at the beginning of this year, it took about 2.5 months to get a real ID appointment, but that wait time has been cut significantly.
We are at 40 days on average to get the real ID appointment from 75, and we're going to continue to move the needle on that.
Johnson says four additional MVC offices are now handling real ID requests, and communication has been improved to make sure people have the right documentation when they show up. Since the beginning of the year, the MVC has issued 300,000 new real ID licenses, and more than 2.5 million Garden State residents now have one. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Stronger storms and sea level rise are impacting the popular beach town of Lewis, Delaware. The area faces severe flooding. University of Delaware researchers hope to protect the area with a new living shoreline. It's made out of materials like reef balls, shellfish mattresses, and native marsh grasses. The new living shoreline also aims to restore salt marshes that have eroded. Will Helt of the Nature Conservancy in Delaware says these marshes are like big sponges.
They absorb storm impacts, both coming from the ocean and from the bay, but they also absorb storm impacts from the interiors. And so as we lose that natural protection. And so we feel those impacts more strongly as residents and in our infrastructure.
The living shoreline will not only help protect roads and bridges, it will also attract fish that are crucial to the ecosystem. In sports, the Phillies begin a 3-game series against the White Sox tonight in South Philly. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40.